daughter-in-law, and God was faithful and answered that prayer. And I see that we are now at the top of the hour. Again, thank you for calling, and I'm going to turn the call over now to our host, Minister Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Sister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, sis. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey. And today, as Minister Willis said, we are taking it to the Lord Tuesday. Praise God. We welcome you on this Take It to the Lord Tuesday. Take it to the Lord every day, but today is a great day. It's a day that he has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a mission statement that we stand on, and we are here to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Just as Sister Willa said, we will take it to the Lord. We begin our day by going to him in prayer. We end this call by going to him in prayer. And as we walk with him daily, we know that everything that we've taken to him, he is perfecting those things that concern us. We also have a scripture that we stand on, and it is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." There is no one, no one better than our God to go before and pray, to let him intercede on our behalf. We know that when we come to him, just as she said in Jeremiah 29:11, he has a plan for you. It's a plan that's good. It's a plan with a future. It's a plan with an expected end. So take it to the Lord. Take your concerns. Take your love. Take whatever it is to him, knowing that it will be turned out for your good. Hallelujah. Our phone number, as you dialed in, it's 712-432-0075, the PIN code 957677, pound. Use that number. You can reach us daily here, Monday through Friday, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We also have a playback number for today's message, and that number is 712-432-1085. The same PIN, though, but you can call back today and listen to today's message immediately. But you may also be saying to yourself, but I want to listen to messages that maybe I have not heard or someone shared a message with me. You can do that. We have a website, and our website, all of those messages have been archived from day one. This call was started on October 25th, 2010. So every single message has been archived, and you can go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Take your time, listen to the messages, share them with some friends, tell them about the call. Tell someone, get on the call. You will be enriched. You will be enhanced. You will be empowered as you start your day. We also have an email address, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. That's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You can send us your praise reports. You can send us your prayer requests. Even if you would like to join us as a prayer intercessor, you know that's what we're supposed to be doing, praying for others, watching the glory of our God take place in their lives as we intercede on behalf of others. So send us a quick note, and we will get back to you, and we would be glad to have you as part of our team. Now, many of us on this call, we are Artists International distributors, and you may be saying, Artists International, what is that? Well, Artists International is a health and wellness company, and that's the thread that has brought many of us together. That company is owned by the Diaz de Leon family. It is a health and wellness company, as I said, But most importantly, it is a Christian-based company. They are sold out to Jesus. They put the Lord first in everything that they do. And if you're not an Artist International distributor, get back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you a little bit about this company, about our products, how we are changing lives. And for the distributors on the line, don't forget to go to your back office and you'll find out all about the happenings and events that are taking place throughout the country. Now, without further ado, what I would like to do is call one of our prayer intercessors to the line. They're going to come, they're going to open us up in prayer, and then we'll be ready to receive the word of God. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning, Master's Call family. Father God, we come before you this morning on this Take It to the Lord Tuesday. Father God, we thank you for being a mighty God. We thank you for being the great I Am. Father God, we thank you that you are a sovereign ruler, God. We thank you this morning for each and every caller that's on the line. We thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this call, Lord, this body, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. God, we thank you for their faithfulness, Father God. We thank you for their obedience, Lord God, in demonstrating, oh, Father God, through this call, Lord, what you called them to do. We thank you, oh, Father God, for Artist International and everyone that's associated with the company. We thank you, Lord God, for the Diaz de Leon family, oh, Father God. We ask you to bless them. Oh, Father God, continue to give them, Lord God, your direction, Lord God, to lead them and guide them, oh, Father God, and how they can bless your people. Father God, we ask you to bless each and every caller that's on the line this morning. Lord God, we bring each and every request to you on today. God, those that are known and unknown, oh, Father God, we know that you already know what we have need of. And, Father God, we're going to make those requests known. We come boldly to your throne, oh, Father God, giving you reverence, giving you honor, just rejoicing in who you are, oh, Father God, and that you have all power. Lord God, teach us your will. Teach us the way that we should go, oh, Father God. We ask you to cast down, oh, Father God, any plan of the enemy on today, oh, Father God, to distract, oh, God, or hinder this word, oh, Father God, from coming forth. Lord God, we draw a bloodline protection on this call, oh, Father God, from beginning to end on today. Every word shall come forth, oh, Father God, clearly without interference, oh, Father God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that the word will fall on good ground on today. God, we ask you to come into the speaker, oh, Father God. Lay your hands on her, Father God. Lay your spirit on her, Lord God. We thank you that the word that you've already downloaded to her on today, God, that you'll refill her with your spirit. Refill her, Lord God, with your words and your will, oh, Father God, and we shall be faithful to not only be hearers but doers of your word. God, we thank and praise you in advance for everything that you've done and what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for that powerful prayer. She took it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, family, we do not have a stranger on the line. We have one of the co-founders of this call on the line. And as I was listening to the prayer, and I'm looking at her bio, and I looked at her name, and this is what the Lord said to me about Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. V stands for victorious woman of God. A stands for an anointed woman of God. N stands for she stays near to her Lord. Hallelujah. E stands for exceptional. She is experienced in the things of God. S stands for strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. S also stands for she's structured, she's sincere, and she's solid. And A again stands for anointed. She has been appointed, and she will go forward and share the word of God with us this day. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. We are always so honored and humbled when you join our call each and every morning. I tell you, I marvel as I look at this board, at the many people from coast to coast who joined us with this. I love that saying, Minister Willow, with this Take It to the Lord Tuesday. Well, I tell you, yesterday we were blessed to begin a new series, and we're going to continue with that this morning. We started off yesterday talking about God's purest form of love, God's purest form form of love, which is demonstrating discipline. You know, I always get real excited when the Lord downloads something into my spirit and my heart to feed God's people. And when I cut on the TV and listen to other ministries and you're hearing the same theme in the wind of the Spirit, after I had ministered this on Sunday and cut on the TV and listened to Dr. Stanley and listened to one of the messages from a minister overseas in Africa, and he was preaching the same thing, and I said, God, from coast to coast, you want God's people to grow up and to become disciplined. You know, our subtitle that we started was Mentoring with a Message, Transforming Others Through Transparency. God wants us to demonstrate his purest form of love by demonstrating discipline. Mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. Yesterday we talked about Transform 90. All of artists, we are so excited about the campaign of Transform 90. And mainly it's dealing with us taking our awesome artist products for 90 days and getting healthier and feeling better as we are losing weight and cleansing our system out and doing all those things physically over 90 days. And as the prophet that I am, God said, let's talk about spiritual transformation. Let's challenge our TNC family in these same 90 days. Let's get looking good from the outside in, but oh, let's make sure we take care of the inside out. And he dropped the acronym of TRANSFORM into my spirit of turning reality, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, reaching miraculous. Turning reality, when you transform, there's some changing that's going to go on. We're starting in our real, like we start with the fact, but the truth is what God's word says about it. So turning reality, but then we have to allow the transformation. We have to allow the adjusting. We have to allow the aligning. And then new, transformation means it's not going to stay where we are. We're pushing away from the porch. We're going out into the deep waters. The dock is leaving. The boat is leaving the dock. New, fresh things in our spirit. Fresh ideas God is dropping into our heart. And then the S, it's going to take a different shape. You know, God, his mercies are new every morning, and he serves his will a lot of times differently than what we've seen him do in our lives in the past. And that S in transform, we got to stay sensitive. Huh? And when we're being sensitive, he's going to ask us to shed a few things. So S is shakes and shedding, and the F is transform. We're forming. As he's forming us, that potter's wheel, as the clay is getting formed, as it's getting shaped, as the transformation, yes, physically is happening, but spiritually, while he's forming some new attitudes, while he's forming some new activities in our life, we have to allow this to happen. And yes, we're going to still be ordinary Christians. God takes ordinary and adds his extra. That's where the extraordinary comes in. But who me? Yes, you and I, ordinary people called to do extraordinary things. And that are, we're going to reach for it. We're going to reach for the purpose. We're going to allow God's kingdom to come and his will to be done in our life. And that him, let the miraculous show up. So we started yesterday talking about the importance of mentoring with the message is really 21st century discipleship, and it needs to be demonstrated. And our best example was Jesus, and the Jesus way we talked about yesterday was to be a servant leader, to lead by serving. We also build on the model that Jesus used. He teaches, then he trained, and then he discipled or mentored. First, the word of God teaches us. His lifestyle teach. Then he wanted us to train. I gave examples in the natural. Most of us know when you get into something new, that transformation, you get instructions first. You are being taught first. And then it's your turn. Like a student, we take course information, and then we do student teaching or We do the trading part. We put our hands to the plow, and then we pay it forward. Then we turn around and the teacher, the student, I'm sorry, becomes the teacher. We're mentoring. We're discipling others. Be willing to receive instructions, and then know you step out and put action to what you've been taught, the training. And then as I was drilled into my spirit when I was in Spelman, then you owe to turn around and show others and help others. We talked about that with this in mind, we're going to talk about being an anointed servant leader, that no sloppy agape and not having any pitiful power, you know, little prayer, a little power, but God endues us with power that we have to use, the dunamis, but more so the exousia. We have to have true compassion and concern for others. And so we're going to be transformed. This 90 days that we're on is not just about physical, but let's get the spiritual where it needs to be. And we defined discipline. The how was the training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior? The how was the training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior? Then we talked about the what, controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. Controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. We called it simply self-control. That fruit that Galatians 5:23 talks about, learning to control yourself, setting the healthy boundaries. And I talked about yesterday that that word temperance of self-control, its first cousin is balance. That if we're on our transformed night, physically and spiritually, we're going to get some healthy boundaries and balance in our lives. And we talked about to meaning to control ourselves means to make healthy decisions that keep the Holy Spirit, then ourselves in control. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But we have to remember the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to knock you down to the canvas. It's in the World Wrestling Federation. He's not going to knock you to the canvas and say, do this way, I say it. No, he's going to lead you and guide you, not drive you, but lead you and guide you. And that still small voice wants us to submit. We talked about yesterday about not yielding to the temptations of being in self-control, and with our how, we talked about it's by illumination, by conversation, and then demonstration. And we talked about patriarchs and matriarchs of the Bible who mentored, and how important it is to have a mentor with flesh and bones. I know what our deep, wonderful, anointed, and appointed selves, we want to always say, Jesus is my only mentor. I only listen to Jesus. Come on now, that's not scriptural. All of us need to be submitted. See, that crucifies our flesh. That's why you had a parent that you learned to be submitted to, and the Word made it very clear about honoring those who have authority over you. And we talked about Moses mentoring Joshua, Naomi mentoring Ruth, Priscilla and Aquila mentoring Paul mentoring Timothy, and our ultimate example of Jesus mentoring the 12 disciples. The how is something we must daily and consistently strive to demonstrate, to be effective mentors, demonstrating God's best form of love, agape love, all God's purest form of love, demonstrating discipline, mentoring with the message, transforming others through our transparency. Well, when do we show this discipline? Well, does agape love show up in us in our discipline to control our attitude and our actions? Well, it means control obtained by enforcing compliance or order, the when of agape love with discipline. It means control obtained by enforcing compliance or order. See, we must take control over our thoughts, and our flesh every day. It's 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10, that 3rd through 6th verse. In 2 Corinthians, when Paul was writing to that church at Corinth, he said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds." In verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Boy, we could preach a series right here. We walk in the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. What does that mean? It means you don't get mad at people. You get mad at the spirits that are driving the people. I don't get mad at Karen. I curse the spirit of jealousy or insecurity that's operating in her, that's coming in me. Too many times, because we're being carnal ourselves, we stay in that emotional realm instead of staying in charge as spirit-led beings, where we don't get mad at personalities or people, but we speak to the mountain, as Mark 11 says. That's what it's talking about. You and I have the exousia for authority. See, it makes us crazy to keep arguing with people who we know don't get it. They don't have the spiritual aptitude and understanding. What you and I are supposed to do with the authority as the believer is speak against the darkness of ignorance, to curse at the root of the jealousy, the greed, the hardness of heart. Speak to it and know that all of heaven is going to back us up. How do you know that, Dr. V? Because the Word said, greater is he that's in me. You and the Holy Ghost are the majority. And then in that verse 5, so important, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And you and I must bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. We've got to be our own Holy Ghost enforcers. See, we can't stop some thoughts from coming to our mind. I don't care how much we've been fasting, praying, drinking our Nutri-Shake and Crayon Aloe and being healthy and holistic. There's going to be some perverse thoughts or some crazy thoughts that hit us, and we're going to be like, where did this come from? The key is, arrest it by the Spirit of the Lord. Don't get on the yellow brick road and follow it to Oz. Stop and say, I rebuke that thought by the blood of Jesus. Devil, I will not entertain that fear. Enemy, I am not perverse in my thoughts. I'm not that sensual. You arrest it. It's so much out in the atmosphere because we're what? In the world, but not of the world. There's always a battle going on over our carnal nature. And only with a choice of self-control can we choose to be spirit-led. Oh, one of my two favorite chapters that make me have to do an honest spiritual check. In Romans 7, verses 14 through 21, Romans 7, 14 through 21 in the NIV says, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual. See, Paul said, let me just keep it real. And that transformation, you got to transform from truth onto our miraculous. Sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. But what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. See, you can stop at verse 15 and say, you know the right thing to do. I know how to confess the word decree to the heavens. And I will still let procrastination come in. I will still get hit with a stupid stick and just trip and start complaining instead of decreeing and declaring. And I know better. That's the carnal nature, because your flesh is going to always fight. So don't be surprised when it fights. Just remember the greater. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. Verse 16, and if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is the sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that it is in my sinful nature. So we have to be honest about, we always want to kind of sway to what's easy when it's not usually right. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't waste energy or time. Just remind your emotional realm. Remind your physical realm that you are a spirit being and you choose to be spirit-led. That verse 18 says, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it, but it's the sin living in me that does it. It's our flesh wanting its way." But oh, we don't stop there. "So I find this law at work." Verse 21, "Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me." Ah, but verse 25 sums it up. "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." What's the main tool he uses? Discipline. Choosing to demonstrate, working your faith muscles. All we're going to keep on next time and talk about when and who and where the discipline has to show up. God's purest form of love. We're going to always keep fighting, being perfected, and allowing God to transform us by demonstrating this discipline, mentoring with the message, transforming others through transparency. What's transform? Turning reality, allowing new shapes, forming ordinary, reaching miraculous. As we take it to the Lord this Tuesday, we are winners in Christ Jesus. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Wow. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
I hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Well, family, there is nothing that needs to be said. We need to take it to the Lord and let him reveal to us what we need to do. Minister LaShawn, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Will you please seal this call?
Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "Christ crucified is God's power and wisdom, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us are being saved, it is the power of God." So, Father, we come to you on this Take It to the Cross Tuesday. We thank you so much for taking control of our thoughts and teaching us how to take it to the cross. We ask that you please continue to teach us how to crucify those thoughts of want, crucify those thoughts of sin, crucify those carnal thoughts that we have every day. We ask you, Father, Lord God, to continue to have us take it to the cross, guide our feet and guide our minds and our thoughts and our tongues. We continue to take it to the cross, you, Father, because we know without you that we are not anything. Father, Lord God, we ask that you please continue to prevent the lines of demarcation and instead embrace agape love, just as our Father has loved us. We speak against jealousy. We speak against rage. We speak against hate. We speak against all the sins that sometimes consume us, and we thank you, Father, for teaching us how to take it to the cross. We uplift our prayer requests, Father, Lord God. Please watch over Gene Matos. We believe and we know that you are going to carry him through a successful surgery. Father God, we declare and decree that Dr. Caballero will heal fully from cancer treatment. We also know, Father, Lord God, that you have in your palm Sharon Watts, who had a cancer-free lifestyle but found cancer in her body. God, you said that anything with a name must bow down to Jesus, so we continue to believe and know that you are keeping your children well, and we know that they will heal. We also bring to you Leslie Stowers and Tracy Parsons, who found out they have MS. We continue to pray and believe for a financial breakthrough and insurance breakthrough. Father God, we ask that the person who is in charge of saying yay or nay to the insurance and their financial endeavors, we ask that you please give them the agape love and understand that sometimes it's not a number, but it's a life. So we know, we declare and decree that they will get the insurance that's needed in order to treat the MS. Father God, anybody who have prayer requests that may not have said them but are thinking them, we ask that you touch them too. We know that you are continuously blessing Papa Preston, continuously blessing Dr. P.K. Roberts. We know that you are continuously comforting the families who may have lost a family member or friend in the flesh, but we know you're going to continue to teach them that anything that's absent from the body is in presence of you. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to take it to the cross, Father, Lord God. So as we close this call, we ask that you please continue to protect your children, continue to guide our steps, continue to keep us being ministers in the marketplace. Keep telling people about this call. Telling people how they can change their lives just by believing and loving in you, Lord. Love on us, and we continue to love on others the way you've done with us. So, God, we thank you for teaching us how to take it to the cross. And these things we pray in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, family, we want to say, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word. Father, thank you for filling her to overflowing so she can continue to give to your people. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting the people, getting us started, realizing we're taking it to the Lord. Sister Tammy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Sister LaShawn, thank you for closing us. We thank you, the Master's Call family, for joining us. Go forward this day knowing that you are a minister in the marketplace. God bless you, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.